going to see if we haven't taken one yet today. One, two, three, breathe in. And out. You know, I love breathing. Probably my favorite. If I was Buddy the Elf on the movie Elf and smiling Ziz, I'm smiling right up there, but breathing alone is amazing. Breathing together, it just amplifies it. And so, guys, I'm so excited to be here with you today. And, you know, it's been such a long time that, you know, Rhonda Collier has been such, like, one of the original speakers out of the 8 years. Like, she's always been there, always delivered. Oh, we get to follow her around the globe as she coins her brand, the Queen of Freedom. What really fun brand, the Queen of Freedom. Everybody, that just resonates for everybody, and they love it. And we love you, Rhonda Collier. We're so grateful that you did the work, that you stayed in the game, that you never gave up, and that you did it. You became a millionaire. You maxed out. Now, you're just showing us all how to do it, and you do it in such a loving way. So I just honor you, and good morning.
Good morning to you. And thanks for that deep breath. And it's kind of funny. I'm going to say something that's probably going to wake everyone up right now. But I remember Tony Robbins, you know, listen, I went to Namali in Fiji. Oh, and we stayed at his resort. And one of the things he said he guaranteed, you know, people pay him like $1 million for coaching. I mean, he's coached presidents and kings and, you know, billionaires. And people come to him a lot with relationship issues. I'll never forget what he said, Lenny, when he told me this. I was like, whoa. He said, all right, he said, anyone, if you want to clear up a relationship issue, here's what I want you to do. I want you to spend an hour together making love, breathing in unison. In and out. Can you imagine? I don't know. Apparently, that's the resolution for real deep connection. I get it. You know, I haven't really quite mastered that, but I'm just telling you that breathing together, you guys, it's really beautiful. Even taking 2 minutes with someone that you feel like you're out of connection with, your daughter, your husband, your dog, you know, your best friend, I don't know about your business partner, but someone you have an intimate relationship with, and just holding them and just taking breaths together. Really beautiful. Thank you, Lenny. I was on Instagram, and I invite all of you guys to check out my page on Instagram. It's, of course, Instagram.com/Queen of Freedom. And really, Instagram is quite a magical place, you guys. Again, it's something that is a great source for us to get our message out. We are messengers. You know, we deliver a message, and we educate people, and we inspire people, and we lead people. And I was looking on Instagram, and I saw this picture. It says, we attract what we are prepared to receive. And I really started thinking about that this morning as I was meditating and really, really resonating with that truth and how it has showed up in my life and how it has truly been a magical way to attract and to bring in the things that I'm desiring. And so I want to talk about that because I don't think I've ever really talked about it. And we attract what we are prepared to receive. Have you ever heard, I'm sure you have, that the universe abhors a vacuum, right? So what it's saying is like when space is created, when there's an empty space created, it gets filled, you guys. It will get filled. I mean, have you ever done that? You clean off your desk, it's all beautiful and spotless, and then, you know, there's nothing on it, and that's not your desk, Lenny, I know, but before you know it, it's filled up, right, Lenny? You take everything off your wall, all your sticky notes, and you bring them all down, and before you know it, a week later, it's all filled up with new, beautiful, inspirational messages that are coming through because you've created space I created space in my bank account first. I remember that process with T. Harv Eker. Secret to the Millionaire Mind. You guys just have one bank account? I invite you to consider the fact that bank accounts are pretty much free these days, and I invite you to consider opening up 5, 6, 7, 8 bank accounts. But you can manage them all online anyway. And I invite you to title each and every one of them. Give them a purpose. Let them have small amounts of money. Let them grow. They're going to grow because you've created the space, because they are prepared, because they have a purpose. Don't forget to give them a purpose. One might be something like taxes. One might be clay money. That's like money for vacation or money for those $500 boots that you would never buy yourself or something you want to do to give to your family. So you get your clay money. And then, of course, you've got your money for personal growth and going to seminars and going to celebrations. Give your bank account direction. Give them focus. Create space for them to grow. We attract what we are prepared to receive. How else does that work? Has anyone ever cleaned out their closet? Man, I need to do that right now. So that's probably why I'm talking about this. I got to get out. I got to clean out the closet, man. But have you ever done that? And then, boom, more stuff shows up, right? There's a really great story a friend of mine was telling me the other night about how he really wanted to have love in his life, you know. And he was going to Agape with Reverend Michael Beckwith here in Los Angeles, and he started taking some classes. And one of the classes was on attracting your soulmate and attracting your life partner. And, of course, you know where the story's going. You know, they said, okay, you know, look at your house, you know. Do you have? Is there space in your home for your mate, your life mate, to show up in your life? So he cleaned out one side of his closet, and he took the other room, and he made it really nice, and he made a space for this beautiful soulmate, and, you know, boom, his wife showed up a couple months later. He'd been searching for quite a while. So we attract what we are prepared to receive. Just think about it for a second, you guys. Are you preparing? Do you have systems in place to be maxed out? Because trust me, when you're maxed out, you need systems, right? Are you doing things that leverage your time, even though maybe right now you don't have 50,000 people underneath you or 5,000? But do you have the system in place? Do you have your schedule? Are you doing team calls instead of talking to one person at a time and coaching and training and leading and inspiring? Are you opening that up so that everyone can show up? Do you have an unlimited conference call line where everyone can show up? Right? These are the things, these are the small nuances that the universe hears. And trust me, if you don't know how to manage your money, I did a whole series on money management the beginning of this year. If you go to rhondacollier.com and you go to my Wednesday, I do a daily call on Tuesday mornings, and you'll see it there. It's called Playing the Field with the Pros. We do it every day, but on Tuesday mornings, I speak. I did a whole series on money management. But I promise you, if you don't have a system in place to manage your money, you're not going to max out. The universe isn't going to give you a lot of money if you can't manage a small amount of money. It's very simple. You have to create the space for it and just have the systems in place. I hired my financial advisor long before I maxed out my position, almost 6 months before. So my income was not where it needed to be for my financial advisor, for me to even take the steps that this man wanted me to take. But I was prepared. I started talking to him. I hired him. I learned what I was going to do. I started creating the space for this to happen. Boom, there it was. Happened. We will attract what we are prepared for. We attract what we are prepared to receive. What do you want to receive? You know, and it is in giving that we are really the happiest. And I know that we're all really good givers. I think to be in network marketing, to be in this industry, we have to love giving. This is about service. It's so about loving more and giving more and showing up for people. And, you know, to be able to give, we have to be able to receive. Most of us are really good givers, and we have to work on being really good receivers. Lenny, I want to just hear your thoughts on all of this. You know me, I feel like that preparation and opening and creating space and breathing, I mean, all of this is about receiving. All of this is about allowing us to bring in what the universe, what God, whatever you call it, source, your higher self wants you to have, right? So, Len, what are your thoughts on this? Bring you in here.
Well, I just am in awe of how perfect your message is, always.
Yeah, good.
And it's really beautiful because you're just teaching the truth. And if you really think about something, came to me when you were talking, and it's about that giving and receiving, making room as we give and receive. And if you think about the nature of one full breath in, you receive and you give. It's a give and receive action, and it happens constantly. And I've been making a lot of room in my living space. I've been making room. I Udonna interviewed me yesterday. I don't know if you're on the call, but it was about this book by Marie Kondo. She wrote a book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And what it talks about is just holding something and asking, does this bring me joy, absolute joy? And if it doesn't, then set it free. Give it away. Make room for the thing that will bring you joy. And everything you're talking about, the extra bank accounts, setting them up, even if there's $10 or $15, $20, $30, they're free. I mean, all these things that you're talking about, these are the simple things that make the great things come to pass. It's just so beautiful how you worded it, and that's just it. In all the areas of our life, it's an eternal. If you think about the eternity sign, you know that oblong figure eight, just in your mind, it's an infinity sign, and that is just that breath. It's breathing in, and you get to the end of it, and you're just automatically ready. And so the more we can make room for those things in our lives, like the law almost of cleansing and replenishing, right? It's just everything you're teaching us. We make room for those things. We deserve joy and bliss and love unending in our lives. And that's the goal. And so, again, you know, everything you just taught is just like so on my heart about what's happening. And I'm just so grateful because I do believe that as we let things go, we make room for these new beautiful things. One of our mentors, you actually turned me on to him. Thank you very much, Ben Teo. He has been teaching me this last weekend. I had quite an experience studying with him just all over the internet. You know, I just listen over and over and over and transcribe. And he said that, you know, and I'm going to talk about this on Friday, but just real quick, as I let go of arrogance, I make room for ease. And that makes more sense to me than a lot of things in a long time. Letting go of the arrogance somehow that I am right or I know better or I, you know, like letting go of the arrogance inside me, just giving it a death and breathing life into ease. And, you know, you've always been teaching me this. And it's beautiful. So those are just a few thoughts of what I got out of what you're teaching this morning, because it's so true. And I highly recommend start small, even guys, start small. Like she said, like get rid of the stuff on your kitchen counter or go into your closet. Yesterday, I felt so good. I did something that I wanted to do for so long. And I drove over to it was called the Hope Chest. It was like a Goodwill industry thing. It's where you donate things. And I took all of these clothes that I had stacked in my garage that were just negative blocked energy. They kept bringing up things for me that did not represent joy. And so I'm like, I got to get rid of this. And I took them over and I gave them to this lady. And it was, oh, it just is this feeling of like, whoa, clear out that energy. I just am so grateful, Rhonda. You always seem to teach the perfect thing.
It really feels good. It really, really does. Thank you, Lenny, for sharing that. And I love letting go of arrogance. And another thing real quick, and we'll close with this. I read this morning also. It was such a beautiful message. It said, forget about what you think about something. Pay attention to what you feel. That your feelings, your heart, how does it feel to you? Does it bring you joy? Like you said, you let go of that stack of clothes that's no longer bringing you joy. And boom, they're going to bring someone so much joy. And now you've been able to let that go and create space. Oh, my gosh, so many sexy clothes are coming your way. It's a good thing, right?
Wow. I have to say this real quick. You just shifted me in such a huge way. So one of the things I gave away were these 7-inch platform green
disco shoes. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. You gave away your disco shoes.
Yeah, but here's
old
the thing.
Days. Those are
whatever,
the old days.
That was a different chapter. I'm going to get a cooler pair, but I just saw the look on the face of the person that got those shoes today. They were, like, so jacked out of their mind. They're like, who would have donated these? Look at these. I'm just so excited. I'm thrilled. I'm more thrilled right now about something that I had completely overlooked. I completely overlooked the excitement that someone else is going to have. And oh, my gosh, thank you. That was a huge shift for me right there.
Well, thanks, Lenny. I'm going to wrap up with this, you guys. This stuff works, man, and I'm telling you, I did this with my bank account. I did this with my bank account. And, of course, everything else we're talking about plays into it. But if you don't have the spaces created for the things that you want to receive, begin to create them. Begin to create them. Have fun with it. And be ready. You know, be prepared. Create the systems that you're going to need when your team explodes. And watch it explode. So thank you, Lenny. I love you. I love everyone on this call. I'm going to miss you next week. I'll be in Alaska. I'm going to have so much fun in Alaska, though. I'm going to be on helicopter rides, and I'm going up to the top of glaciers, and I'm going to be rappelling down the front of these glaciers, these ice glaciers, and I'm going to go dog sledding, and I'm going to do salmon bakes, and oh, my God, we're going to go bike riding, and we're going to go kayaking, and we're going to go eagle watching, and we're going to go mountain climbing. I'm so excited. But I'll be back the following Wednesday, June 3rd.
Oh, the Queen of Freedom. I love it. We are going to be, please put things on Facebook when you get a signal, because
all of us,
you know, so many times we live vicariously, but not just vicariously, but it adds to the vision of what is possible for all of us. So, Rhonda Collier, thank you. Thank you for being you and showing up all the time.
Love you. Thanks.
And I just want everybody now just to, let's integrate Rhonda's teachings with a couple of breaths. So let's just all breathe in together and breathe out together. And just remember the simple truth as we prepare now to end this call and, you know, find out the serendipity waiting on this Thursday, on this Wednesday. And just think about the simple truth. Breathe in that you are amazing. Like, you are amazing, amazing. And don't let anyone tell you differently, because that would be being a lie. You see, life is completely on your side. Completely. Life wants for you what you want for life. The universe is on your side. God is on your side. Your angels are on your side. Everything is stacked up in your favor. Act as if, feel as if, believe as if. Like the universe is rooting for you, like you have your own set of cheerleaders, but not just like 5 or 6, but like 500,000 cheerleaders, just like, you got this, come on, like that. And we're in the driver's seat completely as a creator. So, yes, it's okay if you want to unconsciously create from time to time. We've been doing it every second since we've been on Earth. But what if it was time to consciously create, to go today and open up a bank account and maybe two or three and just go to your banker? I'm doing it. I'm doing it today. I'm going to go and open up these different bank accounts and just say, this is for this, this is for this, this is for this, this is for this. I need these extra bank accounts. And every week when my money comes in, I'm going to allocate certain amounts. How beautiful. Because the universe is on our side. Ease, when you're feeling ease, that's you're getting exactly what you want. Ease is the creator of what you want. Struggle. Struggle is what you don't want. Struggle is the creator of what you don't want. So if you're ever struggling, you in that very moment are getting what you don't want. So just breathe in and be easeful about it. Easeful. That's it. So, guys, thank you so much. I'm going to unmute. Let's do a 1, 2, 3 isogenic, and let's be a responder all day. Let's keep responding, taking 100% responsibility for everything in our life, not blaming a soul, not blaming a circumstance, not blaming anything. There's no power in blaming, zero. But there's nothing but power in taking responsibility and becoming a magnificent responder through breathing. Okay, here we go, guys. Thank you.
Unmuted.
Okay, we're live. Let's do this. 1, 2, 3.
Good job, guys. Good job, Lily.